Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Monday morning at the podcast studio, the Posted Up Studios, press and record, and talking about a lot, because a lot of things did happen over the weekend here in Vancouver. It's early, smoked a bit of a blunt, and it's the last blunt in quite some time. The other producer, right, in the studio, Five God, shout out Five God.
Straight up!
Dude's taking a 28-day break from marijuana. Unbelievable. He's going to do it too. He's going to do it. I believe in him. And I'm going to do it too, I think. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Anyways, a lot of things happening in the city of Vancouver. Have to talk about it on this episode of Sipping on a 40. And I did find the reason. Yes, I found the reason why I am so calm and optimistic about this Vancouver Canucks team heading into the 2021 season. While all of you, yes, all of you, pretty much, are jumping off this quick. It's something else. It's Vancouver. It's Sipping on a 40.
Man, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight in Vancouver, all my real fans.
Vancouver! What is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome. Yes, welcome to another episode of Sipping on a 40. My name, Kyle Bowen. And you can find this show on the Nux Misconduct Network. Yes, the Nux Misconduct Network. Go find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Give it a swipe. Give it a tap. Boom, bam. You just made your hockey life a little bit better on today's episode. Yes, today's episode. We're going to keep it nice and short and simple and give you the reasoning on why I believe I'm still so optimistic, okay? After everything that's happened over the last 4 days. Markstrom, Tanev, to the Flames. Stetcher, to the Red Wings for $1.7 million. If that's not proof that the Canucks are, you know, in cap hell, then I don't know what is. $1.7 million a year for Troy Stetcher. That's what Detroit gets. And this team really did lose the pride of Richmond for Jordy Benn. Think about that. After we saw Markstrom go and Tanev go to the Flames, the most hated team in Kyle Bowen's heart in the NHL. What really stood out, yes, was Troy Stetcher leaving again for $1.7 million. And it really did make me think about that Jordy Benn signing from last year. Just not the right fit. Hold up. I got to interrupt the episode. Damn. Tyler Toffoli signs with the Montreal Canadiens. For what? 4 or 5 years? Well, what are the stats here? Again, no producer on the show. Tyler Toffoli signs with the Montreal Canadiens for 4 years. Yes, 4 years. And the average value per year is $4.25 million. Look, the Vancouver Canucks, we all know it. We've said it before, right? They're in cap hell. We know that. And they're also literally burning in it, rolling around in it. This... This hilarious, yo. This shit's crazy. It's all happening. It's all happening. And it was expected. And we're going to get to this for, you know, pretty much the rest of the episode. But I'll say it with the rock and roll music in the background. Quinn Hughes, Elias Pettersson, it's all on you. It's all on you. What are y'all going to do? I believe, though. I believe. Y'all fucking great. Okay, let's go back. To what was recorded before the edit. You're listening to Sipping on a 40. That being said, right, the pride of Victoria, right? A BC bud. After I talked a bit of shit there, I said it many times, right? I said it many times. I don't give a fuck if the city proves me wrong. Prove me wrong. Jordy Ben will have to prove me wrong, right? Because he's playing. Most likely, he's playing. Cap hell. Cap hell. I don't know the stat exactly. Okay, it's Sipping on a 40. But is there what? Just under $8 million of cap space available? And they got some holes. Holes that are probably going to be filled up by the Rafferty's, the Rathbones, the Levies, the Lins, the Hoglanders. And that's why, once again, a guy like Jordy Ben is going to have to be better. Here's the thing, though. Can we play the music? Let's just get right into it, okay? Do we have it in front of us? Not yet. Remember, people. You want to be a producer on the show. Holla, 2021 season. That's right around the corner, right? That's right around the corner. Join the phenomenon that is Sipping on a 40, right? Okay, bump the music. Bang the drums all day. Now, if you know me, Kyle Bowen, right? K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. You know I'm a Packers fan. In fact, I've said it multiple times over the past couple of weeks. I think I'm more of a Packers fan than I am a Canucks fan. Something has happened. It's a fucking miracle. It is what it is. Real talk. That being said, I found a way to connect my reasoning of still being optimistic through the middle of such chaos and such departure for the season coming up for your Vancouver Canucks. And I think it's because of the Green Bay Packers and what they have done this year. Specifically, what their best players have done this year. Specifically, on top of that, more specifically, as I should say, it's what their superstars are doing. The elite talent, the great talent, the generational talent. What are they doing? And that's the thing about that type of talent. They find a way to get the job done. They find a way to make everyone around them better. And we just brought up, right, the names. Rafferty, Rathbone, Lind, Hoglander, Ylevi, Chatfield. You know, these individuals have an opportunity to plug some holes because the Canucks are in cap hell. Cap hell. They are. And it is what it is. This may be a decline that's coming next season, but there's a really good chance too, in my opinion, that there's an opportunity for Pettersson and Hughes to really showcase what they're really about at a really early stage in their career. Like, they don't have to do this, right? They don't have to pave the way this early in their careers to those beneath them. Make life easier for these new NHLers, but they may have the ability to do so. I think they do. They're that great. This year, the Packers, right? The Packers, even after finishing 13-3 last season, they were deemed the worst 13-3 team of all time of all time, the same team, didn't use their draft capital to help the team now. Their first two picks were future picks. Jordan Love, quarterback. AJ Dillon, running back. So going into this season, there was some doubt. There were naysayers. The Packers were supposed to decline. But here they are, 4-0, looking like the best team in the NFL. And even though it's a team effort, their superstars are really carrying the weight. Greatness has the ability to change outcomes, to change narratives. That's why I think it's too early to say that next season is just a write-off. It's impossible for them to get to the second round of the playoffs again. How can you say that to a team led by Quinn Hughes and Elias Pettersson? They're great. Small sample size, but they're great. You know it. If you've watched hockey before, right? If you've watched over 500 games, 700 games, heck, if you've watched over 250 games, you would know that those two are fucking special. Generational. You could argue that. Sure, are they generational talent? I'm up for an argument in that, just based on what they've done in two seasons. On top of just being so good on the ice, let's talk about the character. Let's talk about how they've already changed the culture in that dressing room. Greatness, man. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I think that's why I'm optimistic. Look, what the Packers are doing this year, Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Jones, superstars, what they're doing this year, it's really making me understand that, once again, you can't doubt greatness. Now, this is totally uncomparable, yes. I'm about to bring up LeBron James. A lot of doubt thrown that dude's way. And I just watch a lot of sports, not a lot of basketball, but I pick up on the banter. And I never got it. How can you doubt a dude that always gets to the top? Has a chance to win a championship? How many years in a row has he been in the finals? If you take away last season, 46 championship finals appearances in a row. Unbelievable. How do you doubt this dude? You can't. Greatness. Sometimes that's all you need. It does something, yo. It does something. Anyways, that's my Monday morning ramble. Hope you enjoyed it. Sipping on a 40 is taking a break until January. Pretty much around the time we really know how this roster is going to look. So maybe what, a week or two more of this off-season game that the team is playing. Afterwards, we'll probably have a good idea, again, of how this roster is looking. We'll do one more episode, and then I'll take some time off, you know, hit Adobe Illustrator up, have some fun, take some notes, gear up for season two, Vancouver. Look, you guys are educated people. Y'all know the sport, and what's happened on paper, it's bad. It is. They lost their MVP. They lost one of the best players in the league. I've said that before, right? If you're one of the best goalies in the league, you're one of the best players in the league. Real talk. Play driver, they lost that in Jacob Markstrom. They lost Chris Tanev and Troy Stetcher. Okay, you know, they were part of a pretty bad defensive core. Yet they still lost them. There's reason for pessimism, I get it. But here I am, you know, drinking green tea, smoking blunts. Watching the Packers. Hey, how about that? Just be a Packers fan. We had Bang the Drum all day play in the background. If the episode gets taken down, I'm sorry. I just had to do it for my city. Real talk. My name, Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Go get the network. Yes, the network. Nick Bondi just had Irv on this weekend, and Irv was bringing the heat. This dude is on a heater right now. Real talk. He's chasing. He's chasing a gig, a big time gig. I feel it. Big contract coming Irv's way. I'm putting that out there. Okay? Give him a round of applause. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.